Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 21 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede. How the province of the Midland Angles became Christian under King Peta, the 653rd year of our Lord. At this time, the Middle Angles, that is, the Angles of the Midland Country, probably Leicestershire, under their prince Peta, the son of King Penda, received the faith and the mysteries of the truth. Being an excellent youth, and most worthy of the name and office of a king, he was by his father elevated to the throne of that nation, and came to Orsui, king of the Northumbrians, requesting to have his daughter, Aicflaed, given him to wife. But he could not obtain his desire unless he would receive the faith of Christ, and be baptized with the nation which he governed. When he heard the preaching of the truth, the promise of the heavenly kingdom, and the hope of resurrection and future immortality, he declared that he would willingly become a Christian, even though he should not obtain the maiden. Being chiefly prevailed on to receive the faith by King Orsui's son, Aicflaed, who was his brother-in-law and friend, for he had married the sister, Cynibeg, the daughter of King Penda. Accordingly, he was baptized by Bishop Finan, with all his nobles and thanes, and their servants, that came along with him, as a noted township belonging to the king, called At the Wall. And having received four priests, who by reason of their learning and good life were deemed proper to instruct and baptize his nation, he returned home with much joy. These priests were Seed and Ada, and Betty and Diuma, the last of whom was by nation a Scot, the others English. Ada was brother to Uda, whom we have mentioned before, a renowned priest and abbot of the monastery which is called At the Goat's Head. The aforesaid priests arrived in the province with the prince, preached the word, and were heard willingly, and many, as well of the nobility as the common sort, renouncing the abominations of idolatry, were daily washed in the fountain of the faith. Nor did King Penda forbid the preaching of the word even among his people, the Mercians, if any were willing to hear it. But on the contrary, he hated and despised those whom he perceived to be without the works of faith, when they had once received the faith of Christ, saying that they were contemptible and wretched who scorned to obey their God, in whom they believed. These things were set on foot 2 years before the death of the King Penda. But when he was slain, and the most Christian king Orsui succeeded him in the throne, as we shall hereafter relate, Diuma, one of the aforesaid four priests, was made bishop of the Midland Angles, as also of the Mercians, being ordained by Bishop Finan. For the scarcity of priests made it necessary that one prelate should be over the two nations. Having in a short time gained many people to the Lord, he died among the Midland Angles in the country called Infepingum, and Cholach, also of the Scottish nation, succeeded him in the bishopric. But he, not long after, left his bishopric and returned to the island of He, which, among the Scots, was the chief and head of many monasteries. His successor in the bishopric was Trumhir, a godly man, and trained in the monastic life, an Englishman, but ordained bishop by the Scots, this happening in the days of King Wulfhere, of whom we shall speak hereafter. End of chapter 21 of the Ecclesiastical History of England of Venerable Bede.